Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei Daf Nun Gimel, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and in the Vilna source of the daf, it's at the beginning of Chaf Tes Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Gemara. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says, Minayin L'Rosh Shuras. Where do we know this concept of Rosh Shuras? That if something could be considered a Rosh Shura, that it's Pata from Shecha, that there's no din of Shecha on it. So Rabbi Yonah, he says, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Kisik Tor Ketzircha B'Sadecha V'Shachachta. When you harvest your field and you forget. Now this pasuk is clearly referring to Kama, to stand in grain, because we're talking about the harvest. And what do we learn from here? Mashata kaitzer ata shecheach. Whatever grain you've already started to harvest, so you can forget that, that would be considered shecha. But something that you haven't begun to harvest yet, such as something that's considered a rosh shura, we can say, oh, you haven't even started harvesting that yet, so it's not considered shecha. The Gemara asks, akadain rosh shura is kama. So up until now, this is a good drasha. For rosh shura, the beginning of a row, if we're dealing with kama, standing grain. But what about the following? Saif shurais, and the proper gear says, aymarim. It's the end of the shura that was forgotten, and it's already a bundle. How do we know that's not considered shecha? So Rabbi Yonah Bienna says, the pasuk tells us, loy sasha v'kachtoi, don't come back to take it. What do we learn from here? Mimkai mishabas, loy sasha v'kachtoi. After coming from it, meaning you were already there and then you walked away, don't go back to take it. But if this is a bundle that's at the end of the row, you can't consider like you walked away from it because it could be you're not gathering that part of the row yet. As we've explained previously, this is just the end of the row and it's not considered like you turned away from it. So the Gemara tells us, akadain rosh shura is kama v'saif shura is amarin. Up until here, we have a source that rosh shura of standing grain and saif shura of emarin is not considered shecha. But what about the following? Rosh shura is emarin, v'saif shura is kama. Let's say it's the other way around. It's a rosh shura, which is a bundle, or it's a saif shura, which is kama. How do we know that's not considered shecha if it was forgotten? So Rabbi Yehuda, he answers, Nelef rosh shura is emarin, may rosh shura is kama, v'saif shura is kama, mi saif shura is emarin. We know rosh shura is kama, so we learn rosh shura is emarin from that. We know saif shura is emarin, so we learn saif shura is kama from that. I think Mara continues, we had said in the Mishnah, Ayim Shekinegim Mechiach, that if a bundle was forgotten, let's just see what the fellow does with the bundle that's next to it, and that's going to demonstrate whether the first bundle is considered forgotten or not. So even though we've already discussed this extensively in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, what's a case that Omer Shekinegda is Mechiach? So here you have a brisa that tells us, let's say he had 10 rows, and in each row there was 10 bundles, and he gathered all the bundles in one row from north to south, meaning up to down, and he forgot one of the bundles. So that's not necessarily considered Shecha. Why is that? Because we could say that that bundle is really the first one in the row that he's going to be gathering east-west, meaning side-to-side, not up-down. So now the Gemara asks, let's say Imer Mizrach Mayriv Shachai, he started gathering all the bundles in that row, and he actually gathered them Mizrach Mayriv, east-to-west, side-to-side, but he forgot that bundle again in that row. So Ma'ashe Yasa Shecha, what's the halacha? Is it considered Shecha or not? Perhaps since when he forgot it the first time, it didn't have a din of Shecha, maybe now it completely loses its status of being able to be Shecha, and even though he forgot it a second time, it's not considered shecha. And we had a similar question on Daf Mem Dalid, and now we're going to answer it the same way we answered the question on Mem Dalid. The Gemara Nun Gimel Beis on top answers Nishmin Ma Dalid. Learn from the following: Imer Sarishan Vesasheni Vesashlishi. Let's say he gathered the first, second, and third bundles in a row. Veshachach Hazaravi. He forgot the fourth bundle. Is that shecha or not? So is Tanai Tanai. There are those that teach Im Natal Sachamishi Hareu Shecha. That if he took the fifth bundle, that's shecha. Is Tanai Tanai. There are those that taught Im Shal Lital Sachamishi. If he just waited the amount of time that it takes to take the fifth bundle, Hareu Shecha. That's shecha. Now Rav Bun Rachia, he explains these two different ways of understanding if it's shecha or not. Mando Amar Natal Zachamishi, according to the one that says he has to take the fifth bundle for the fourth one to be considered shecha. That's b'shiyei sham shishi, only when there's a sixth bundle there. And Mando Amar Im Shal Lital Zachamishi, according to Mando Amar, that's considered shecha. Even if he just waited the amount of time that it could take to take the fifth one, that's b'shiyei sham shishi if there wasn't a sixth one. Now focusing on the following understanding in the Braisa, Im Ad Shaloi Natal Zachamishi, according to Mando Amar, that it's only if he took the fifth one, the fourth one is considered shecha. So like for Nira Harvi Lidan Bashura, wasn't the fourth one already able to be considered part of a row? But still, at Amar Shecha, you say that it's considered Shecha. So Vahacha Shecha over here also as well is considered Shecha. Now let's just explain this. So over here we're talking about where he gathered a whole bunch of bundles in a row, but there were still three bundles remaining in the row, and we'll call them bundles 4, 5, and 6, as the Brassa calls them bundles 4, 5, and 6. So according to this man to Amar, he passed over bundle number 4, but he didn't take bundle number 5 yet. So bundle number 4 is not yet considered Shecha. It's only once he takes bundle number 5, so then bundle 4 is considered shecha. So we see that even though bundle 4 was part of the row, it was a part of the row that had three bundles in it, bundles 4, 5, and 6, as we had said, is lidoin bashura. So it went through a stage that it's not considered shecha, even though he passed over it, since it was part of the row, it's not considered shecha. Lamaisa, once he forgot it, so it's considered shecha. Same thing over here, even though when he was collecting his bundles from top to bottom, from tzafin to darim, and he forgot one of those bundles, that bundle wasn't considered shecha, because it was nidan as part of a row, that it was going to be gathered mizrach mayriv, side to side. Bottom line is, once when he started gathering it side to side, he forgot that bundle again, so it's considered shikha. Another scenario, hay omer echad gadol. Let's say there was a very large bundle. So let's just make it easy. We have three bundles, two regular size ones, and then a very large one next to it. Imer tzadach chitzon, he took half of that large bundle, but he took the outer side of the large bundle, meaning the side of that bundle that's facing away from the two regular size ones. So over here, we'll slightly change the girsa, litzad hapnimi nidan kishura. This inner side, if you will, which is facing the two other bundles, they're all still considered to be part of the shura, they're still considered to be part of the row, and we can still consider it that we have three bundles in a row over here. But what about imer tzad hapnimi? Let's say he gathered the inner part of this bundle. Again, we have bundles 1, 2, and 3, the third one being a very large bundle, and he took the left half of the bundle, which is the inner side of the bundle, which faces the first two. So the Gemara asks, but tzad hachitzon mashi dan kishura, this outer side that's remaining, could it still be considered to be part of this row? Do we still have 1, 2, 3 bundles in a row? Or no? Since he gathered something from the middle, from in between bundles 1 and 2, now the second half of bundle 3, maybe or perhaps bundle 3 is considered not part of a row, and everything's considered shecha here. Another scenario, imer tzad ha'elyon, betzad ha'tachtoin, nidan kishura. If he had taken the top part of his very large bundle, so the bottom part, which is remaining on the ground, that definitely still could be considered part of this row of bundles 1, 2, and 3, and it's not considered shecha. But what about imer tzad ha'tachtoin? Let's say he took all the grain from the bottom part of the bundle, and he propped up the top part of the bundle with some sort of something, so betzad ha'elyon, ma'ushi dan kishura. Do we treat the upper part of the bundle as still being part of the row or not? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Now, once we start discussing something that's considered top or bottom, so we have something similar, even though it has nothing to do with lekach shecher peya. The Gemara tells us, Rav, kanachas l'taman, when he went down over there, when he went to Bavel, Amar, he said, anahu ben azay dehacha, I'm like ben azay of over here. What's ben azay of over here? So ben azay was extremely sharp, his mind was clear, and he would stand in the marketplaces of Tveria and say, if anyone wants to ask me a question, come and ask it, I'm going to answer it. So Rav was feeling particularly sharp one day, and he said the same thing. If you have a question, come and ask me, I'm going to answer it. So Asachad Sav, a Sav, which is a Sab, a Zakein, came along, Shala, he asked him the following question. Nun Da'ar Omar Alf on the top. Now we're going to be talking about Egel HaRufa. So let's remember, what is Egel HaRufa? The Pasuk tells us that a body is found dead outside of a city. We need to know which city is going to be held responsible for this. So the Zakenim of the two cities closest to the body come out, and they measure which city is this body closest to. And whichever city that body is closest to, that city has to go through the whole process of an Egel HaRufa. So this Saba, this Zakein, asked Rav the following question. Shnei HaRugim Zal Gabezeh. Let's say two dead bodies were found, one on top of another. One of them was found closer to one city, one was found closer to the other city. So do we do Egel HaRufa for both of them or not? So Sava Rav Shein Arfin, Rav wanted to say that we do an Egel HaRufa for both of them. But Amar Leih, the Saba told him, Ein Arfin, we don't do an Egel HaRufa for both of them. Amar Leih, so Rav asked him, Lama, why not? Amar Leih told him, Hatachtim Mishum Tamun. The bottom one doesn't get an Egel HaRufa because of Tamun. It's considered hidden. We have a Gemara that tells us Nimsa Tamun Bagal, if a body was found buried in a pile or hidden in a pile, so wouldn't do an Egel HaRufa for it, and it's considered buried because it has a body on top of it. V'Elyon in the upper body, Mishum Tzav, because it's considered floating. The Gemara tells us that if it's found Tzav Al Pi HaMayim, the body's floating on the water, so we don't do an Egel HaRufa for it either. Now the reason why Rav originally wanted to say that it is okay to do Egel HaRufa for both of them is because the upper one is not considered to be floating, because we say Min B'Minoi Einoi Chaitzet. It's not considered Chatzitza, it's not considered like it's not resting on the ground, just because it's resting on another body. Another body is the same exact min, so it's like the upper body is resting on the ground. And by the same token, that means that the body underneath is not considered like it's being covered by anything, so it's also not tamun. And that's what Rav's original svara was. And the Gemara tells us, katsalak l'hacha, when he came up over here, meaning when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, asal gabi Rebbe, Rav went to Rebbe, amrle, he told him, yas amrlecha, what he told you was good, meaning what that Saba told you is true, however, for a totally different reason. The reason why we're not going to do an Egel HaRufa for both of these bodies is because the pasuk says, ki matze, when a body is found, v'lo yimtzu'u, not when multiple bodies are found, if more than one person is found, so then there's no Egel HaRufa done. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Shecha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.